What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question and very nice comments come from Melissa, a single mother of two who's out there killing it. And it is about how to overcome rest days and the lack of motivation that ends up coming from a lot of those rest days. Before we get into that question, let's thank today's sponsor, Aon Insurance, which has designed a new type of insurance specifically for Canadian triathletes. Now, historically, a lot of triathletes would have bike insurance for stolen bikes, but it was one of the most expensive riders that could be added to your house insurance policy, costing about $10 per $100 of bike value. In this case, you can get up to $20,000 of bike insurance coverage for about $1,000. But in addition to that, which is already a pretty good deal, you have canceled race insurance. So you can get up to $1,000 of your race entry fees covered. If you get sick before a race and you have to cancel your trip, you can get up to $10,000 of trip expenses covered. Broken bike insurance, if your bike gets broken in travel going to a race. And while you're traveling, emergency medical insurance is covered, all for that insurance fee that is literally just a fraction of the price of house rider bike insurance alone. So if you're interested in finding out more about this, go to aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com. And let's get into today's question.
Hey, Taryn, my name is Melissa. I'm a single mom of two awesome little girls, ages 5 and 8. Together, we live in Southern Michigan. I became serious about running roughly 3 years ago after my divorce and was recently introduced to triathlon. For the last 6 to 8 months, I have been in the pool and on the bike, and I absolutely love it. You have played a key part in motivation and education throughout my workday. I listen to both your podcasts and your YouTube channel while I'm at work and on my commute. So thank you very much for that. I do have a question for you, though. I've spent months adjusting my training. I've learned about new training. I've learned about better nutrition, developing a community of mentors, investing in the right equipment for beginners, that my rest days are just kind of poo-pooed. So I don't eat well. I have a tendency to beat myself up or have some negative self-talk because I'm not at the gym. I don't feel like there's any improvement being made. And I have been, you know, in athletics since high school. So I know it, my gut knows that that's not the truth. But my question for you is, what do you do on your rest days or on your recovery days? What does your nutrition look like? What are your positive go-tos when you need a pick-me-up? So again, Taryn, I thank you for all you do for the community of triathlon. You are truly, truly an inspiration. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much for your question, Melissa, and especially for those comments. It got me a little bit teary as you were saying that. It's hearing things like that that make my tough days easier to get through and continue on. So thank you very much. And let's get into answering your question. Oh, also shout out to your two little girls. They sound phenomenal, even though you didn't say too much, but I like that they are supportive enough of you to allow you to do triathlon and follow your dreams doing that. So congratulations to you for taking up triathlon, and thanks to them. So let's get into rest days, and we'll get right into it. There are a bunch of questions there and a bunch of tangible little pieces of advice that I think we can help you out with. For starters, what does nutrition look like on my rest days? Stays the same. I take out maybe, obviously, a lot of the electrolyte drinks, any of the blocks and chews and gels and bars that I use during the 1, 2, 3, 4 hour rides. So there's less calories there. I make breakfast a little bit smaller. I bring the carbs down just a little bit, but I'm eating a lot of the same things. Whereas I might have a giant bowl of oatmeal after a workout on a big workout day. I might just have a smaller bowl of oatmeal in the morning, or I might not have a bowl of oatmeal entirely. And instead of for lunch, having an omelet after all of the workouts and I've replenished my glycogen stores, I have that omelet in the morning. So I'm just kind of taking out some of those pre and post-workout specific nutrition and meals. Now, what does a rest day look like for me? It's probably a lot less strenuous than you think. And I'm going to tell you a story about where a professional's rest day is, somebody that you think is out there slamming it and killing the watts every single day. And that just isn't the case. When I was in San Francisco, I went for a bike ride with Laurence Delisle before we did the podcast. And leading into the bike ride, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go for a bike ride with a pro. I don't know if I got the stuff to do it. I'm just coming off this camp. I'm pretty tired. What do I do? And I said, Laurence, how serious is this bike ride? And she's like, it's just a recovery ride. And I'm like, yeah, still recovery rides are tough, especially because you're a pro. How long and how intense is it? And she said, under 100 watts for only an hour and 15 minutes. And that is like an easy conversational spin that you would go and play Candy Crush Saga on your phone at the gym and chat with the people around you. It is so light and easy. And I said, holy smokes, you take rest seriously at the Purple Patch crew. And she went, yeah, rest days are rest days. You have to recover. And I think that that is a really underappreciated aspect of triathlon training, because people who get into triathlon are so focused on being driven and achieving. Naturally, we are people who want to do more, and we associate doing more with being better. But the fact of the matter is, as you alluded to, unless you rest and recover, you can't actually get any faster. So this is actually something that I've built into the new coaching platform software that I want to come out with. Essentially, there are three steps that I've built into that training platform to recovery. And I'll say rest, recovery, like a rest day, a down day, an endurance day, they're all kind of the same thing. But here are the three steps. Step one is that lower intensity days are scheduled in. And that is, like, recently I've redone my training plan over the course of a week, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, really intense. Sunday and Saturday, really intense. Monday and Friday, still a workout, but just recover. Very easy, not strenuous. It's just active to keep the blood moving. And we want to keep that blood moving when you're still feeling okay, because that blood going to certain areas of your body, it helps promote recovery. Step two is, if you are still very beat up, or if you're feeling fatigued, if you're very busy, or if you're on an outright rest week, we dial back the volume and we keep some of the intensity. So like this morning, whereas I would have normally gone for an hour and 45 minute ride with four sprint sections and then gone for a 20 to 25 minute run with building intensity, this is rest week for me. So I went for an hour and 25 minute ride with only two sprints, backing off of two of those other sprints, and then only a 10 minute run. So I kept that intensity, but I dialed back the volume a lot. That is step two of recovery. Step three is, if you're really beat up, if you're really busy, if it's very stressful to actually get workouts in, you're feeling sick, you take a day completely off. And that's it. And you have to accept that that's an important part of the entire process. Doing something every single day is not what's going to make you an excellent triathlete. Doing something consistently on days that you can do things, and then when days get very difficult or your body gets beat up, you have to give yourself rest. If you don't give yourself rest, A, your body isn't going to be able to recover and absorb all that hard work that it sounds like you're doing. And B, on those days like my Tuesday to Thursday or Saturday and Sunday, where I have to go hard, my body's not going to be recovered enough to go hard. And it's those hard days where you actually become better. The rest days are where you actually become better, but it's that stimulus on those really hard days that you have to push yourself into a world of hurt. And if you aren't recovered enough to push into that zone, you aren't going to be getting any faster and improving yourself. In the end of it, you could be risking burnout, adrenal fatigue, and coming into races flat if you just keep pushing over and over and over. Now, getting into the negative self-talk, there's basically just a 2 or 3 step process that I go through. Number one, I ask myself a question, am I doing the right things? Number two, I ask myself, does it feel good to be doing the right things? And the answer is typically not always. And then the third thing I do is see the answer to question number one and just shut up and be patient. So if I am doing the right things, which is resting, which is recovering, even though it might not feel good at the time, it's still important to do it, and I just need to be patient. So I hope that that helps you out, Melissa. It's hard to do, but it's probably one of the most important and underappreciated aspects of triathlon training. So thank you to this podcast sponsor, TriCover Insurance by Aon. If you are a Canadian triathlete, go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. If anyone else wants to get their question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee ask, record your question there. And while you're there, you'll love what we've got. If you click top left on free resources, we have over a half a dozen free downloadable supplements to help with your training. Finally, if you're digging these podcasts, the best compliment you can give us is a review on iTunes. Really helps us out and helps future and aspiring Trainiacs find us. So thank you for your comments and questions, Melissa, and I'll catch everyone in the next episode. ¶¶